Good morning and welcome home. Welcome home. It's not easy to fit into my shoe. It's a big shoe, but he's a big man, so the weight of his glory is upon him. Why don't you lift your hands this morning? Let's receive the spirit of wisdom. Let's receive the spirit of understanding. Let us know the spirit of revelation in our hearts. Because these are the three keys that God's going to give to us while we're here in this conference. It's a congress. Each one of you are representing your nation, your church. You're not just an individual, but you are one that is getting ready to send the message back. Take the message back. Many of God's great men are behind the enemy lines. The man who had demons in him, a legion of demons in him. He was able to take 10 cities. He went to Decapolis and demolished the works of darkness. For so many years, the enemy had kept him behind the enemy lines and kept him by the Holy Spirit, Jesus, and the disciples and the apostles. He's like the Marines that go and extract the people, bring back the prisoners of war, and make them from ash heap, let them rise to greatness. I'm telling you, no matter what your life has been until now in this hour, something supernatural is going to overshadow you. Take the seed. Take the seed in your heart. Take the seed in your heart. And let the seed become a seed, a masculine seed that will destroy the works of the enemy. For this reason, the Son of Man came that he might destroy every work of the evil one. Every work means every work. Work that he has done before, he has done in the environment, he has done in our body, in our spirit, whatever the enemy has done. The Lord will restore you 7 times more. You are going to cross over into the promised land 7 times stronger. Because 7 nations will be destroyed in one go. Make up your mind in this hour to cross to the other side. Because if you cross to the other side, things are going to change. Things are going to become different. Because God is going to take you to the other side. Many of us have stayed on this side, on the natural side, and do what is coming, what has been done by everybody else. But God said, get to the other side. Come with me to the other side. For every son and every daughter and every man, come with me to the other side. Because I'm going to cross over. I'm going to enter into a new dimension of life in ministry that God has promised me. This is the last leg of my life. But it's a leg that you're going to bring in kings, and kings will come to your rising brightness. Prime ministers will come to your rising brightness. Our churches must be built like this so that we can shake not just the prison but the palace. I'm telling you, we change from prison to palace. I'm telling you, like Joseph, suddenly you come out. You come out from the dungeon, you'll be known. God will give you wisdom. God will put you in the right circumstances, right situation, and things will change. Do not be afraid, because the Lord has set up a kingdom that cannot be destroyed. In the name of Jesus, you will become a destroyer of demonic pathways. You will shut down the pathways of evil spirits. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. You will never be the same again. Greater capacity will come in our hearts. The Spirit of God is on us in this morning. This is not just a Sunday morning. This is a morning that will become the morning, a new dawn, a new day, a new dawning. This is the beginning of days for your life. The era of sin is coming to an end. You can say no to sin. You can say no to sickness. Just like people say no to drugs, no to alcohol. In the same way, you got to make up your mind. Everybody will have to have an answer. Yes, because God is moving everywhere. Shaking every nation for one reason. For one reason only, that he might fit you in his final plan. You can give him praise for that. God is shaking the nations. But he has trained you to enter in. Mordecai helped Esther to enter the palace. Moses gave the pathway of the Spirit to Joshua. And you know, Caleb remembered the days of Moses. He reminded Joshua. And Joshua knew exactly what needs to be done. Gave him an inheritance in the mountains. Give me this mountain, or I perish. Give me this mountain. I perish. If I perish, I perish. There are generations of people that we mentor and we father and we lift them up and put them in the right place. Then the day of honor will come back for you as Mordecai. Who is Mordecai? He's going to be the replace. He's going to replace Haman. I say he's going to replace Haman. A man that is just walking in the streets is going to go to the palace. Hallelujah. There's a call to greatness. Sin is not called to greatness. Sinning is not called greatness. Having your own way is not called greatness. It's just foolishness. The foolish say in their heart, there is no God. But I say to you in the name of Jesus, there is no God like Him. He will reward you for everything that you have labored. Even a cup of water. Even a cup of water. He will pay your kindness back. He said, when did we go to the prison? When did we go and meet these people? When was I sick that you came to visit me? Jesus said, you have done this to others, you have done it for me. I'm telling you, we have the same legacy. We have the same dimension of the Holy Spirit in our heart. The seed that you see in me is a seed that's already in you. It's only a time, matter of time. It's a matter of time. Water must touch it. Ground must touch it. You know, unless the seed coat begins to dissolve and disintegrate and become out of the way, life cannot come forth. Some of you are still under the scaffolding. Nobody can see what is happening. Just planks and wood and cements oozing out from the cracks. But when you take out the scaffolding, it is time to cement the place with fine cement so that the house can be seen. The glory of God that is inside you can begin to manifest. I prophesy to you, your eyes will be open, your ears will be open, your mind will be open. Nothing is going to stop you. Why? Because you have seen the glory of the King. My eyes have seen the glory of the King of kings and Lord of lords. In the year that Uzziah died, I saw the Lord. Hallelujah. I pray this morning you will see the Lord. You will see His word. You will see His purpose. See the brightness of a great future. A future that cannot be taken away from you. Because it's not the future of the world, but the Father in foreknowledge chose you from the beginning, from the foundation of the earth, that you will do it. He has chosen you. There is no compulsion in your heart, but he who hears these words of mine and acts upon it, even he is a wise man, man that will build his house upon the rock. Everything that's not built according to his word, everything that is violates his word, everything that is violates his nature, is going to be cast out. Because in the beginning, God, what language does God speak? He speaks God language. What kind of God is He? He is God. What's His name? His name is God. The Lord God Almighty. There is no other name by which you can call and become saved except by the mighty name of Jesus. No power can stand before. In the name of Jesus, we stand up on this mountain and we say to every demonic power, in Jesus' name, cease your operation. Let the power of the Holy Ghost touch your life. Let a new day begin. Let the pathway in the Spirit be open. Let healing flow. Let restoration flow. In the name of Jesus. Never will the devil come and say it is an easy meet for me, because we'll put up a fight. Like David, we will run to the battle. We're not going to run with weapons of war. We're going to run with the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. That is our sword. The word and the spirit. God said, as for me, I have made a covenant with them and they will listen to me. My words will be in their mouth and in the mouth of their offspring and offspring, offsprings, now and forever. The word and the spirit. There is no place on planet earth like this week. You are in the best place to cross over to the other side. It is time to move to the other side, to enlarge our mandate and enlarge our vision. And increase our capacity, because we are going out there to look for one man. All we need is one man for 10 cities. I say all we need is one man who can rise up. One man like Cyrus. One man like Philip, like John. Jesus had 12 apostles. He shook the whole world. I'm telling you, there are more than 12 here. I hope you can count. I hope you can count. I hope you can count. Because there are more than one here. There's more than two here. That's the reason why God is moving in the nations of the world. He's taking one from here, two from there, three from there. He's bringing them here. Because He has a plan. I say God has a plan. And that plan is you. Tell your neighbor, the plan is you. God is not going to raise up others. He's going to raise up those who choose the way. the way and life in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Come on, give him praise and thank him. Somebody said, how is Papa? He is all fired up. You revive my energy because this is what I was called to. My final leg is to be sitting in Prime Minister's offices and tell them what to do. Hallelujah. The kings in the Old Testament had prophets guiding them. They had good people guiding them. The problem with our politicians, they are surrounded with wicked men who give and give and give and then finally take it their lives completely. Hallelujah. For many years, my heart was to save pastors. Now say prime ministers, presidents is now. We change the world. It is time to push back the powers of the enemy. In your own heart, in your own life, in your own mind, God must give us ability. He said, return, O faithless one, declares the Lord, for I am a master to you. And I'll make you one from, I'll take you one from a city and two from a family, and I'll bring you to Zion. Yes. How many of you are ready to go to Zion? Yes. I said, this week is a Zion experience. Yes. This week is an experience to meet him face to face and allow the Holy Spirit to take us to the next level. Are you coming with me? Yes. I said, are you crossing over to the other side? There's no reason for you to be here if you're not wanting to cross. No reason whatsoever for you to be here. Because this ain't no conference. You came to make yourself available for me. Because if you can fire up 10,000 men and send them 10,000 ways, I'm telling you the devil will find 70,000 ways to lie. He will leave. He will not stay. I tried to ask him to register for the SOS. He didn't want. He had an SOS and he ran. I'm telling you, it's just amazing how God brings one person from here, one person from the mountain, one person from this tribe, one black, one white, one yellow, one purple. Hallelujah. I don't know about white being a color. I asked the folks from Britain, I said, white is not a color, this is color, brown is color, this is like when it's really cooked. Those who are white want to turn black, and want those who are black are turning white. Switch on to summer and winter. God is handpicking us. Are you listening? God is handpicking our lives, choosing us for the right task. Because if we are in the right place at the right time, doing the right thing, and do the things right, the world will change. At first, they will change their attitude towards us. Why? Because they know that we are not the same. Your church is not the same. No, the churches are never meant to be the same. It's not a factory. Church growth conferences are not factories to just produce our church looking all looking the same. They asked me why I dress well. I said, on all the boring dressing, I must stand out. You got to look intelligent, look smart, so that when you appear in other people's dream, they won't have a nightmare. It's a nightmare if some of you appear there, so you better make your teeth straight and shave well and don't look like as though you just came out from the dummy yard. Are you ready for this week?
Yes.
This is our week.
Yes.
When you come to Zion, you will, then I will give you shepherds after my own heart.
Yes.
God will give.
Yes.
That's why he brings kings to minister to our brightness. That men who live in darkness to the light. Because when our light has come, then everything else will align.
Yes.
Everything else will align. Isaiah chapter 60. You don't mind standing? Because you've been sitting for a whole week. Alright? What did I say? Are you ready?
Yes.
Where did I miss out? because of Zion. Isaiah 60. Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. Behold, darkness will cover the earth, and deep darkness the people. But the Lord will rise up upon you, and His glory will appear upon you. Nations will come to your light, kings to your rising brightness. Lift up your eyes round about and see. They all gather together, they come to you. Your sons will come from afar. Your daughters will be carried in the arms. Then you will see and be radiant, and your heart will be thrilled and rejoice, because the abundance of the sea will be turned to you. The wealth of nations will come to you. You know, all this cannot happen until God brings us to Zion. Are you listening? Zion is the supernatural state of the church, the dimension that's on the other side of church. Most people come to this side of the church, but they don't go to the other side. Say the other side. They say it's church unusual, governing church, but on the other side is called the church of Zion. And out of Zion will the scepter be stretched forth. And God gave us the power to preach the good news so that we can preach it to the people who are here. The gospel of the kingdom is called. Amen. And the keys of the kingdom are given. So there's a lot of interaction, exchange takes place continually. Say after me, the covenant is established. In the revival of the Word and the Spirit, the glory and light will come to us. Nations will come to us. Kings will see our rising brightness and come. People who live in darkness will come. Our sons and daughters will come. Abundance of the sea will come. You know, many people say they have a seafood diet. Abundance of the sea. Here comes a lobster. Hallelujah. Here comes a crab. Here comes a prawn. Here comes oil, gas. Hallelujah. Because you need to have some firepower to cook. As for me, in verse 21, let me try to read this verse. In verse 19 of chapter 59. Make sure you put all of this on tape, right? Good. We didn't start for nothing. As for me, this is my covenant. Verse 19. So they will fear the name of the Lord from the west, and His glory from the rising of the sun. He will come like a rushing stream, which the wind of the Lord drives. A Redeemer will come to Zion, and to those who turn from transgression. Hey, listen to this. It's a sign of the sin age coming to an end. In Jacob, declares the Lord. Jacob, they often use Jacob because he was changed from a natural man to a spiritual man. The dimension of life is just amazing. And then the Bible says this, when the enemy shall come in like a flood, the Lord will raise up a standard against him. You believe that?
Yes.
When the enemy shall come in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will raise a standard against him. It's not when the enemy shall come in, he will be the flood. No, when he comes in, God will raise up the flood waters against him, because the devil doesn't like water. He goes to waterless places. That's why if you're dry and withering, and you become restless. But when life is beginning to flow, amazing things will happen. I prophesy to you that the covenant he made with you, he will not break, because he is a miracle worker, covenant keeper. Amen. You believe that? That's why it's important for you to remember that when we make covenant with Him and we join forces and we come together, what will happen is that He will bring all of us back to Zion. Because it's in the spiritual dimension that lives change. A lot of people change externally. That's not called personal metamorphosis. But God will change us until we move from strength to strength, from glory to glory, from grace to grace, from power to power, from place of status to stature. You believe that?
Yes.
Talk to me, do you believe that?
Yes.
So the word is that even the people in darkness will come to light.
Yes.
One of the things that God spoke to me concerning this Congress is this. He'll give us the power to discern between right and wrong.
Yes.
Between that which is of the spirit and that which is of the flesh.
Yes.
That which is old and obsolete and the new, and that calling us to greatness. Can you say amen to that?
Amen.
God, are the days that we are so afraid of the devil, so afraid of sin, so afraid of sickness, we will overcome death.
Yes.
Cancel all your appointments with death.
Yes.
I say, cancel your appointment with death.
Yes.
Don't look for death.
Yes.
I say, don't look for death.
Yes.
Don't look for the attacks of the enemy in fear in your heart. Because what God is about to do in these nations of the world is what the first church waited for. But there's a second coming of the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. We are the second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. When the church begins to manifest, what's going to happen is this. When the sons of God begin to rise, the presence of God is going to feel and feel and feel and feel and feel and feel until we have spirit without measure. Corporately, we can enjoy the spirit without measure. But some of us can receive this dimension of the spirit, like sons of Issachar, they have the prophetic spirit. You know, the sons of Gilead, you know, you find that Elijah coming forth from the settlers of Gilead. Alright, can you understand this?
Yes.
I say, can you understand this?
Yes.
So God is getting you ready.
Yes.
He's shaking every nation of the world, every nation that I know. He's shaking it. Why is He shaking it? So that He can slot you in.
Yes.
God is engineering circumstances everywhere.
Yes.
I'm telling you to suddenly put you in this place, suddenly put you in that place, and you'll be thinking you meet this person, that person, the other side. You'll be thinking, you cannot go to school to learn this. Are you listening? You cannot go to the school to learn this. The Holy Spirit directs it. Even if you want it, you can't have it. Why? Because it's not your birthright. Unless you become a true-born, mature son of the Spirit of God, the Son of God manifesting in the sons of God. If you see Christ being manifested more and more, then the measure of the Spirit will increase. Only the Lord Jesus Christ has Spirit without measure. And He shares that with us. So that as a corporate body of Christ from all the nations of the world with a different flavor, with a different dimension, with a different grace and different personality, they are to build upon what's already been built. My job is to build a foundation. I cannot do everything for you. You have to learn to do some other thing on yourself. But nobody can lay foundation as good as God raised up the prophets and apostles. They lay the foundation, then anyone who builds upon it. That's why I don't mind any one of you seeking help from anybody else. But foundation and cornerstone, this is what our Papa will lay down. You can be blessed by other ministries. They can tell you what to do, how to paint, what color painting. They have probably better choice of color than you. They can help. But they cannot rock the foundation. The foundation, I've laid the Christ foundation and the cornerstone. The foundation deals with vertical. That means it's upwards. The foundation must, so that your building can go up higher and higher and higher. Then the cornerstone is for you to make adjustment in your life, because God will continually bring adjustment into your life. Because you're growing, naturally you have to be adjusted. You know, when we went to look for shoes for Zara, her legs grow faster than you can believe. After a short while, there's no more size in the baby section. Are you listening? My uncle and I were almost the same size, so he should fit me. I didn't have to alter. But if I give you my trousers and I'll try to wear yours, I may not fit in. There must be adjustments made. For every move of God, there must be adjustment made. What kind of adjustment are you willing to make? Shift your theology. Shift your theology back to doctrine. Get the word of the Spirit rather than the word of the flesh. Can you say amen to that?
Amen.
Hallelujah. I said hallelujah.
Amen.
Jeremiah chapter 3 again. And then in 5 minutes we will sit down. So don't sit down now. Then when He brings you to Zion, say, when God brings me to Zion. You know, people say to me that whenever they come to Moala, heavens are open. Heaven is also open up above you. You can do that and keep it open.
Yes.
Are you listening?
Yes.
You can go for 24/7, 365 days or 366 days. The gates of praise will always be open.
Yes.
You believe that?
Yes.
So when He brings you to Zion, that's when He blesses you.
Yes.
That's when you start to learn to spend from the pocket of Jehovah. That's when you start to live the supernatural life.
Yes.
Most Christians you talk to, you don't feel impressed, you don't feel blessed.
Yeah.
Not impressed, not blessed, not even feeling anything coming out from them. But when you speak, if there's a baby in their womb, they live for joy.
Yes.
This week, many of the babies are going to come forth.
Yes.
Because you have been living for joy inside, now come out.
Yes.
Are you listening?
Yes.
Zion, when Zion travailed, she brought forth. Yes. Not wind, but the child.
Yes.
There's a generation that God is waiting for.
Yes.
I said there's a church that He's waiting for.
Yes.
It's waiting for something to click on the earth. When it clicks on the earth, then heaven is ready to explode.
Yes.
That's why God sends prophets. He sends apostles so that you can see the spirit world and you can see the principles in which you can live better and stronger and build churches that will last.
Yes.
Next year's GLS conference is good to great leaders. Say good to great leaders.
Build
to last churches. We want to build something that will last because it's the last day.
Yes.
Are you listening?
Yes.
We don't want to see everything collapse before we crash, go home. It'll be terrible. Everything must fall in place. Everything must be stronger. Everything must be greater. But it must be foundation laying is almost complete for some of you so that others' dimensions can be built upon your life.
Yes.
Many times we're just so focused. I'm just pastoral. Then you end up being with the sheep and don't know why you're bleeding like goats and cows. We are more than that.
Yes.
I said we are more than that.
Yes.
We are a city taker.
Yes.
We are a giant slayer.
Yes.
And let me ask you, what time is it? We are giant killers.
Yes.
City takers.
Yes.
Nation builders. You must have quality to build because you've got to build a marriage, you've got to build character, you've got to build families, you've got to build cities because that's true reformation.
Yes.
Amen?
Yes.
Remind me one day to take you to Isaiah 60 and 61 before you leave, then I'll give you the rest of the thoughts that you can have in your mind. Is that okay?
Yes.
I'll take one from the city and two from family. Two from the north, five from the south, and seven from the mountains. I'll bring them to Zion. All will appear before God in Zion.
Yes.
How blessed is the man whose strength is in you.
Yes.
They will move from glory to glory, from grace to grace, and all will appear before God in Zion. All. No one left behind. No child left behind.
Yes.
I said no child left behind. No soldier left behind. No prisoner left behind. Because God's going to give us a victory in such a powerful way. Amen. Then I will give you shepherds for after my own heart who will feed you on knowledge and understanding. They feed us. Their heart is tuned to the heart of God. They know what God wants to give to us and they are capable of doing that for our lives. So it's amazing. God will give us shepherds. Are you listening? Say, God will give us shepherds. If they will feed us with knowledge and understanding. Our diet must change. If you're going to be a sumo wrestler, you've got to eat more and more and more. Nobody should ever, the word is called not enough. You just got to eat and eat and eat. But if you're going to be a swimmer, if you eat like that, you'll be drowned. If you're huge, just drop you from the ship. You can anchor the whole world. The water in the swimming pool will be gone. But God is good to us. Say, God is good to me.
God is good to me.
Is He good to you?
Yes.
Is God good?
Yes.
All the time?
Yes.
God is good.
Yes.
You are the bad one. You're enlisted today. I said you're enlisted today. Please, the one who enlisted you. And I often say to the people, God will give you what you deserve. Or you can choose, God will give you what you negotiate. Are you listening? Or you have to fight for what you believe. Then God will stand by your side. Sometimes He gives it to us. You get it easy. Sometimes he wants us to fight for it so that we will stay longer in our heart. People don't appreciate the grace.
Mommy, I don't want this, I don't want that. This.
Grow up a child in this kind of way, they certainly one day clash in their will, because you give them too much of their freedom. Freedom without accountability is called destruction. Nobody is free. I'm not free. I'm bound. First I was bound to sin, but now I'm bound to righteousness. I'm not free. I got no right to do what I want. Especially when we're working together as a team. We are a winning team. You just got to follow. Why can't I lead? You can if you lay down your life. We lay down our lives too. So God will give us the shepherds we deserve. And it's God's blessing that He brought you here. It's God's mercy that God brought you here. It's not to our own liking. It's not for us to say, well, you know, I can choose whether I come for this conference or not. Some people are just waiting to come because they know every time they come, their life change. Their minds change. Their people change. Their family change. Their children change. Even though they were not in the children were not in the conference, but they were somewhere else in some of the other rooms. But they get changed. They get blessed. They get transformed. Why? Because it's called an overflow principle. God bless you and everything that is yours. Everything that is yours. Feed us with knowledge and understanding. It shall be in those days when you are multiplied and increased in the land, declares the Lord, that they will no longer say the ark of the covenant of the Lord. And it will not come to mind, nor will they remember it, nor will they miss it, nor will they be made again. Hallelujah. Why? Because when you multiply and increase in the land, you cover every aspect of domain, every domain out there. Education, families, and you touch every aspect, alternative healing and miracles, signs and wonders. You can believe God for things like this, economic domain, political domain, every domain, education. You got to take back every domain one by one. We can't take everything on our platter because it's too difficult to deal with. But the Bible says the kingdoms of this world will bow before the kingdom of our God. And He will reign forever and ever. That's why when you are all across, His government can increase. At that time they will call Jerusalem the throne of the Lord. And all the nations will be gathered to it, to Jerusalem for the name of the Lord. Nor will they walk anymore after the stubbornness of their heart. When God sets His throne, stubbornness is gone. Sin nature is dealt with. Sin nature is arrested. Do you say amen to that? Do you say amen in your nation?
Yes.
I wake up every morning and I put my hand on my spirit over the last 1 or 2 months now, and I say amen to everything that God has deposited within me.
Yes.
I don't know, but I blessed it already. I've been blessed by it. I say it's living inside me. I don't have to look for my future. My future will look for me.
Yes.
It will manifest because I'm not running away. The future will become better and better, brighter and brighter, stronger and stronger. If your life is going down, then you're on the wrong road.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Don't go along the Western Highway. Follow not Hollywood, but the Holy Word.
Yes.
Can you say amen to that?
Yes.
The throne of God will be there.
Yes.
And then it says that Judah and the house of Israel will gather together. And they will become one. And that I gave the fathers as an inheritance. So they will inherit. So they will not abort anything. Everything reserved for you will come to you. But there are reasons why it happens. And why it can happen faster. God had given me 23 major prophecies that will come to pass in the next 20 years. Alright, okay. He didn't give it to you yet. I'm going to give you 23 prophecies. If I can manage, 12, I'll do 12. Then I'll do another 12 at GLS. So book in. I say book in. Oh, we have learned so much and nothing happened because you didn't use it. But those who are using it are coming. And then you are looking at them in a foolish way. That's a face of ignorance. Face of real joy. Hallelujah. Then I said, how I would set you among my sons and give you a pleasant land, the most beautiful in inheritance of the nation. And I said, you shall call me my father. I cannot stop but give you one more verse. And then we'll pray, okay?
Yes.
Is that okay?
Yes.
In the book of Acts, chapter 17, I think. And verse 30 and 31. Have you got it? Therefore, having overlooked the times of ignorance, God is now declaring to men that all people everywhere should repent, because he has fixed a day in which he will judge the world in righteousness through a man whom he has appointed, having furnished proof to all men by raising Jesus from the dead. Say, times of ignorance. The time of the past. The time of revelation. God is in the now, declaring to all men that all people everywhere should repent. So the past work is, he just overlooked. That means because you're on training, you're not on rail, with rail bullets. Are you listening? You are on training, so there was no rail bullet. So a lot of adjustments can be made. You don't die, but you make a mistake, but you don't die. Are you listening?
Yes.
God overlooked the ignorance, the times of ignorance. Alright? See, I don't want you to be ignorant, brethren. So there is a clear clarity that ignorance is going to be cut off.
Yes.
Why? Revelation is going to flow like a river.
Yes.
In this congress, you will have probably have very little time to write, because I'm going to go like 100 miles an hour kind of stuff. Alright, I sat in a car that ran 220 in a small Subaru, in small narrow roads. I sat in the car. He said, how was the ride? I said, rough. I said, I almost thought they're going to dash into the road, into the cows. But this guy was a race driver. Not the Grand Prix, but he was racing. Legal and illegal. We'll leave that for our time. Let's overlook that. God is now. Say, God is now.
God in the past.
God in the present. Because he has fixed a day that's in the future. Nobody can escape this. Because God is not saying an evangelist will come and tell men to repent everywhere. He is coming down himself. Oh, you didn't hear what I said. He is not coming down because the evangelist is calling you to the altar. He is not coming because it's a special time for those under 1040 window. Whether it's window or door or backyard, kitchen or whatever it is. But it's God who is on the move.
Yes.
God is now. He is taking his stand. Because he has fixed a day that he's going to judge the whole world.
Yes.
So the day, that day is fixed.
Yes.
Not like our courts, but the days when they fix. When they fix it, it is fixed. But now the witness don't appear, witness lie, witness do all kinds of stuff, and our courts are just a kangaroo court. But when you have righteousness established, say righteousness.
Righteousness
is the right way of doing things and the doing things right. Are you listening?
Yes.
So God must give us special grace. So are you ready? God is going to back to the nations of the world. That's why it's important for somebody to speak to somebody up there in the high places, so that you speak truth to power. God has given me all the nations of all the kingdoms of this world, so that I might build him a house in Jerusalem. When he became king, there's no higher place than a king. He is a king. And he realized that God has given him all the kingdoms of this world. He said, I'll undertake, I will proclaim it, I will decree it, I will establish it, I will move it. So that's what we need these people for. To move God's agenda into the nations. But you cannot go around just telling them stories and just take some, drink some coffee and take some photograph with them. It's not going to change them. They drank many cups of coffee. That's why you can see their eyes are open, big. They're looking for help. When they ask you to come back again, and we will host you and so on and so forth. They are seeing something that they need in the nation. Amen. You believe that?
Yes.
So the nations are going to become free. Somebody got to speak to them. We got to. You have to have some stature in the spirit world. Lean upon your staff and like Jacob blessed Pharaoh. You know the one of the words that Joseph used. He said, "I'm father to Pharaoh." Position is in the spirit is different. Are you listening?
Yes.
When you and I call him Father, and we know that he is about to act because the day is fixed.
Yes.
Let's lift our hands and pray for our nations. Come on, lift your hands, Aaron. Not by might nor by power, but by his spirit, says the Lord. This mountain shall be removed. This valley shall be filled. This limitation will be broken. This wall will collapse. The boundaries of the enemy is going to be erased. The boundaries of the enemy is going to be erased. God is going to push his agenda to the nations of the world. Our God is sovereign. I say our God is sovereign.
Yes.
The people that the God that they don't know is the God that we begin to show to them. The God that we serve is a God of spirits. You give wisdom to the wise. You give truth to the righteous. You give light to those who dwell in darkness. But our God reigns forever. I said our God reigns. Made out from one man every nation of mankind to live on the face of the earth, having predetermined the appointed times and the boundaries of the habitation. Even if they would seek God, if perhaps they might grope for him and find him, though he is not far away from each one of us. For in him we live and move and have our being. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, give him praise. Hallelujah. Let our nations change. Let every situation change. Hallelujah. Amen. Give you one great praise offering and a roar of the Lord. Roar! Shout unto God with a voice of triumph. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Just do like this. Take one step forward. I know you can't at the chair, but you're taking step forward. It's 1,000 miles. God's going to measure another 1,000 cubits. Fast forward your line. I said fast forward the line. Don't sit there 4 months and then come harvest. Harvest is already here. May God give you the eyes to see that we are ticking on time, urgent time. So that you don't fool around. Because we are coming to the close of the sin age, the years of righteousness and age of righteousness is going to manifest. Sin is crouching at the door, but you can master over it. Sickness is marching along the way, but you will be healed one day. One day you'll be healed, you'll be running, you'll be praising God like crazy. Because what they said was not true. Or maybe what they said is true. You found out that you got cancer, lumps on your breast, and but by the time you take another shot, it's not there. I'm telling you, the day is coming. And now it is. Because this is the season where the heavens are open above our lives. Our families will never be the same again. Our churches will never be the same again. Our sons and daughters will rise up as a mighty seed. Seed of the righteous. Amen. Hallelujah. I don't know how to let you sit down because I cannot sit down myself if I'm fired up like this. All right. You may be seated. Come with me to the last book in the Bible. The book of Revelation. Book of Revelation in chapter 20. Let me see what chapter it is. Those of you who had come earlier and take a day of rest like today, for example, you're wise. Those who are coming later, they're probably busy. Since you have no work to do, you join me. Thank you. Chapter 22. I want to let you know at the end of life, what you will be at the end of your life is very important. Because every story must have a good ending and the beginning of a new chapter. When we have the new heavens and the new earth, so we'll be in a different plane. There won't be no need for the sun, no need for the moon, no need for the stars, because the lamp is the lamb. Nations will walk by its light, and kings of the earth will bring their glory to it. In the daytime there will be no night. There's no evening on your day. Hallelujah. Let me read chapter 22, verse 14. Blessed are those who wash their robes, so that they may have the right to the tree of life, and may enter by the city gates. Outside are the dogs. That's a long story. The sorcerers and the immoral person and the murderers and idolaters, and everyone who loves and practices lying. I, Jesus, have sent my angel to testify to you these things for the church. I'm the root and the descendant of David, the bright morning star. The Spirit and the bride say, come. And let the one who hears say, come. The message must be passed on. Let the one who is thirsty, who hears say, come. Let the one who is thirsty come. Let the one who wishes to take water of life without cost come. I want you to write this down. This is your spiritual birthright. Number one, you must never lose the right. You must never lose the right to have rights. You must not lose the right to have the right. Because sometimes we call it exchange. It's quite dangerous to exchange for a pot of porridge your birthright. Even if you do it in the kitchen, God knows it. God knows how big your heart is. Kitchen is a very private place. I say kitchen is a private place. I will not dare to go into your kitchen and move all the cups here and plates there and rearrange for you, because you'll be mad. You won't be able to find what you're looking for. So the kitchen is private. But in that private place, nobody was there except Jacob, his brother. So Esau said, give me the pot of porridge. Give me this wonderful meal that you're cooking. He said, give me your birthright. Then he sat down for a while, think, birthright, porridge, porridge, birthright, birthright in porridge, porridge in birthright. And finally he decided the wrong one. It's silly. He's been doing this in the womb. From the day he was conceived, two begin the war inside the womb. Rebecca asked the prophet, he said, what's happening, sir? Didn't go to the doctor. All right, I'll leave that for another day. You better hear before you go to the hospital. If you keep hearing him well, you stay out of it. If you go in, change everything else, so that the enemy cannot take advantage of your life again. He said, what is this birthright? I don't know how to cash in on this. Maybe you are good at it, Jacob, so you take the birthright. You just give me the pot of porridge. Can I have a second bowl? He said, sure, not a problem. So he had two bowls of food that completely changed his life. Be careful, you become what you eat. At the end of the day, he was just being poured out, never received, not only the birthright, but the blessings also. That's why the first thing is never to lose his right, because it's by choice that you keep it. It's by making a decision that you keep it. If you don't want it, you can cash it on early. Like some people, they would like to walk in the flesh first and get all the money, get all the house, the land, and property, and then come to church. Why? Because they've done all they want to do, they've run everywhere. Sorry if I get you on the wrong footing. Outside are the dogs. You know what he refers to, people who are liars? Beware of dogs. I know you read the sign say beware of dogs, some cancel that, beware of owner. You know, it's found in Colossians. Let's not worry about the dogs. Say, I will hold on to the right that God has given me to use. When God gives me the right to speak, the right to engage the assignment, the right to heal the sick, raise the dead, extend the boundaries of the kingdom. I have received the right to have this right. Amen? That's why the personal issues are very important. You must make up your mind what you want to keep, what you want to throw away. There's some rights not worth having. I'm right. You can shout at your wife, or you will have no food and you'll be sleeping on the couch. The other man said to this man, you must put your foot down. Then your wife will listen to you. Say, I put my foot down. She steps on it. So what can you do? Say, I cannot understand women. I have four women in my life. I cannot understand any one of them. My daughter, my daughters, and my grandchildren. All the ladies are there in the house. I said to the person, I said, you don't understand them, you know why? He said, man was asleep when God created woman. That's why you don't know the procedure of protocol. I have the right to use this right, this privilege that God has given me in Jesus' name. I can choose life. See, for this reason, the Bible says that the Father loved the Son because He gave His life freely. He can give it, He can take it. He can take it back again because He knows the Father's resurrection power in the Holy Spirit, that the glory of God came to resurrect Christ from paradise. Number two, have access to revelation knowledge. This is your birthright. This is what you keep. This is not what you don't keep. This is what you keep. You've got to keep understanding that you have the mandate, you have the right. When you have the right, you must know your assignment. And your assignment must be revealed by the Holy Ghost. Never lose your right to have access to revelation. Verse 6. Chapter 2, verse 6. This is not an exposition, it's just an inspiration for you so that we will start this conference well. You know, the conference started many years ago. I've been waiting to just share some of the things that I'm going to share this week, that God will take you into the new level. Go to the next level without the devils. Amen? So that we can enter and do a job without being bullied, busy, intimidated by the devil. Devil is a liar. Those who follow him are also liars. Have access to revelation. That means to say in verse 6, and he said to me, these words are faithful and true, and the Lord, the God of the spirit of the prophet sent his angel to show to his bondservant the things which must soon take place. Then in verse 15, he said, everyone who loves and practice lying, God won't speak to you if you keep lying and keep cheating and cheating, you're only cheating yourself. Are you listening? Say, my blessed are you, Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood did not reveal this to you, but my Father who is in heaven. So you have access to my Father. My Father speaks, the Holy Spirit speaks, I speak. So you must be able to hear Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. You must also be able to hear the whisper of the schemes of the devil, so that you can put charge against it. Amen? Say, I will never lose the right to have access to the revelation knowledge. So by the end of the day, by the time you come to the end of your life, and after finishing your assignment, this is what you should still hold on, because that's your reward. That itself is your reward, because all these things will change you to become all that God has planned you to be. Amen? God is not going to judge you for what you were. God's not going to judge you for what you were. That's past. He's going to judge you for what you become. That's future. If you follow some friends like this, you will only end up some places they are going. You cannot go anywhere else. I said to my father, Father, I'm going to go see my friends down the bridge. He said, don't go and see them. They are going nowhere. I said, that's why I can go and see them, because they're not going anywhere. I know at what time they will be there. My father looked at my mother and told my mother, talk to your son. He disowned me straight away. He said, talk to your son. Then my mother explained to me, in 20 years' time, these people will not have moved on. You would have moved on. If you don't stay with those who don't move, then you will be on the move. Are you listening? And 20 years later, sure enough, I came back to see these friends. They're still there. When our destinies are different, we cannot stay. That's why Elijah said to Elisha, please stay. You better be sure that you're connected to me. You know how you get connected to your leaders. When God is doing something in your life, that's the time to connect at a higher plane. When the river is flowing, when the power of God is moving, that's the time to connect. If you see me lifted up, then it shall be. Not only he lifted up, but you lifted up too, that high. My father, the chariots of Israel and his horsemen. What does it mean? When Elijah went up, the Holy Spirit came down. The dimension of the Spirit. God's not afraid you ask big things, because He is big. Somebody asked, one of the little boy asked Cyrus, Pastor Cyrus, why are you big? He said, my God is big. The young boy said, yeah, he's never seen God, but he's seen this big one. Never lose the right. Always in contact with God. So that whatever is happening in the life of your father will happen to you, because that's legacy transfer. And we must be sure that we have the legacy. There must be evidence of legacy transfer. Or else you're only operating on physical DNA. God is good to us. Say, God is good to me. So you must never lose the right to have the right. You must never lose the right to have access to revelation knowledge. God will always speak to you. Amen. I was in Australia preaching, and at the end of the service, this lady came and said to me, I'll give $1 million if I can hear God like you. I said, please wait here. I can fix that up. So you can? I said, yes. Pastors are good in fixing up things. So I said, I can fix it up. I went to my book table and collected a few set of CDs, and then I brought it to her. I said, $55. She said, oh, so expensive. I said, you want to hear God's voice? I'm only giving you $55 charge. You said you'll give $1 million. I said, you're a liar. That's why God doesn't speak to you. Hey, please, don't be loose in your tongue and thinking that you can get away. You are not getting away. God is now. I say, God is now. He overlooked. That means he saw, but he acted like he didn't see. Like some of us, in the corner of our eye, we see our children, what they are doing. We saw that, but they know we saw that, and they change and run away. There's no way to escape. He has fixed the day. He's going to fix you up too. Are you listening?
Yes.
Number 3, never lose the right to choose holy living and righteousness. Never lose the right to choose holy living and righteousness. Verse 11. Let the one who does wrong still do wrong, and the one who is filthy still be filthy. Let the one who is righteous still practice righteousness, and the one who is holy still keep himself holy. Still keep himself. You know what Job's wife said to him? Do you still hold fast to your integrity? The devil was speaking through her, and she exposed the devil very quickly. Say, never lose the right to choose holy living and righteousness. You must always be free to choose. At any point in your life, you're free to choose the way of God, the way of the world. You choose the way of the world, you're going to go into the world. You choose the way of Christ, you're going to go up higher in the spiritual dimension. And it's always the spiritual dimension that will override everything. The spiritual dimension in your life. People say, oh, I'm coming and getting here, I'm hearing and hearing and hearing so much messages. It's not message, it's life. If you think it's a message, it's a message. I say, if you think it's a message, it's a message. Why tell people so many things? Just tell them simple things. You tell them simple, they become simple. Even in the education of the world, in schools, if you want to become a doctor, you cannot choose all art subjects. Just say yes.
Yes.
Act like you are somebody intelligent. Alright? That's what happens. If you want to go a certain course, you have to have this kind of curriculum. This kind of diet is for this kind of sports. You must be clear. So you must always have the right to choose. And God, even after so far, you can still choose to disobey God. You look at Moses, for example. God spoke to him and he was a friend of God. He spoke to him face to face. But when he made a mistake, which was really a blunder, when God said to him, speak to the rock, he struck the rock and misrepresented Christ. You know what happened? God said, don't talk to me about crossing over. You're dying on this side, but I'll let you see. That frightens me. You can walk with God face to face, but don't overstep your boundary. In today's world, the way they worship, the sensuality that's out there, the immoral behavior among musicians, scary. So many waste their lives and destroy their lives. But at any moment of the day, you have the right to choose. And God has the right to test you before He promotes you. I remember praying for a young man, but a very tall man, tall black American. I think he probably was a basketball player or what, I don't know. I was praying for him, and I laid my hands on him. He said, please pray that millions and millions of dollars will pass through my hands. And I will give it and finance the harvest. That's what he said. Then after I finished praying for him, I said, then you won't have a problem to give 10,000 to me. I said that in the dream. And the moment I said that, it turned into a demon. God spoke to me very clearly. Those who cannot give $50 and promise $500, you can be very sure. They will never have the heart. If your heart is not big enough to give 10,000, how is it big enough to receive 10 million? It's the same heart. The same heart. You cannot hate and love at the same time. You cannot serve God and mammon at the same time. So never lose your right to choose a holy life. Holiness is out of choice. Right? If you choose right living and righteousness, then great things will happen. Alright, let's go a bit faster. Some of you are already in trouble. I'll give you some extra time to pray and get yourself sorted out. Because at the end of the day, you come and find out that this is what you should be and you are not. It's a waste. Waste of being here, wasted opportunity. Many people with great opportunities are now lying in the grave. Many of them who could really be a blessing to us are no longer around. The ones who started with us, you look at your congregation, the ones who started with you a long time ago are not there. Either they are in the tomb or they are out of the tomb somewhere, or some are hanging on the cross. Are you listening? At the end of the day, keep these things back in your life. Number four, expect full harvest and transfer of inheritance. Accept full harvest and the inheritance and what? And the transfer of your inheritance. Verse 12. Behold, I am coming quickly, and my reward is with me to render to every man according to what he has done. I'm the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last, beginning and the end. Are you listening? The harvest must come in. All that God promised us must come in. So that we don't leave planet Earth without receiving our fair share. The meek shall inherit the earth. You believe that? Whatever you sow, your harvest will be down here. All that God is giving for you in this earthly life will come to you. If you need anything on the earthly plane, because the Father knows that you need them also. He knows. So He'll give you a full harvest. So that every promise that He made to you will be kept. Not like politicians who promise, over-promise and under-deliver. Are you listening? So God wants you and I to be encouraged, because at the end of the day we still retain all these things. What is it good for a man to gain the whole world and lose his soul? To go travel around the world, minister to everybody, and then your marriage breaks up. Your children are drugs. Then you have to quickly rush back from your healing crusade to the court hearing. See your son out of jail. It's not worth. Not worth playing with fire and get burned. Please. I'm warning you, because the last days are evil. The devil will not spare a child, spare a human life, male, female, young, old, black, white. He has no mercy, compassion at all. He comes only to kill, steal and destroy. So we got to press in for a full harvest. Amen? Number five, never lose the right to determine to eat from the tree of life. Never lose the right to be determined to eat from the tree of life. I have lived in this message since I was born again and baptized in the Holy Spirit. God said to me, you'll take me to be a prophet to the nations of the world. I will prophesy to nations and I will prophesy over nations. And my final calling is also that, to finally end, bring things to an end. I believe that God has given us a special mandate that we've learned from our Father. By using His Word, He recreated the world. We're now shifting politicians into their place, businessmen into their place, people into their destiny. One of my sons that came, met me last night, he said, I don't hear anything about destiny in any other church in Malaysia except you. Pastor Bakri said to me, he said, nobody talks about destiny more than you. And he has been traveling a lot too. He said, because for us, destiny is something that we fulfill as an assignment from heaven. Amen. Where we are meant to go. So don't ever lose that opportunity to continue to eat from the tree of life. Amen. The tree of life means life. You eat from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. You have both pros and cons. You have pro, you have to measure and weigh and decide and compare before you are convinced. But when you eat from the tree of life, you have complete faith in what it's pure. Pure gold may be soft, but it's precious. Pure gold is pliable. You can shape it, but it won't stay in shape because as the master keeps working, it can take any shape, any size. I believe very strongly, just lift your hands this morning, I believe our life will be sustained when we eat from the tree of life. The life that we now live, we live on the tree of life. Jesus is the tree of life. They did not remove the tree of life from the garden. They removed the tree of knowledge of good and evil. With sin, Satan got kicked out too. Adam and Satan and Eve and the serpent and everyone else involved was cast out. But you must be determined to eat from the tree of life. The first worshipper wanted to eat from the tree of life. He brought this sacrifice at the entrance of the Garden of Eden. The flaming sword begins to receive the offering. The offering of Abel was consumed. The offerings of Cain was rejected. And he was angry with his brother for overriding him. It was God who made the choice. I saw the heart of this young man. He is the first worshipper mentioned in the Bible. And he was sent to paradise. Thank God that paradise one day in the sight of the Lord is like 1,000 years. So he was there on 6 days in prison. And God, this is the thing. You and I are going to find a battlefield change. The war will not just be in the heavenlies. It will be on the earth also. Through human lives. It's harder to take punishment or attack from the devil when it comes through human lives that you love and care. That's why the betrayal of Jesus was a sin that cannot be forgiven. I don't know about you, but I think some people are not worthy to be forgiven. You can forgive them, but they cannot be forgiven in their own hearts because of the kind of sin they've done. Kill all their children and commit suicide and all kinds of stuff like this is happening in the world. The playing ground for the devil will change. Not just in the heavenlies, it'll be cast down to the earth. You read Revelation chapter 12. Will be cast down to the earth. I'll show you what really will be like the last days. There'll be, because we take our place in the heavens, the attack of the enemy will become very intense. Because when we find our place, he will be displaced. When we go up higher, he's going to go lower. That's why, because of this exchange, his kingdom is coming down to the earth. It's a woe to the earth. Let me read it for you. I don't want to leave you hanging. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb, because of the word of their testimony, and they did not love even their lives, even faced with death. For this reason, say for this reason, rejoice, O heavens. How many heavens? There are three heavens there. The paradise of men, the paradise of angels, the paradise of God. You who dwell in them. So rejoice, O heavens, and you who dwell in them. Woe to the earth and the sea, because the devil has come down to you, having great wrath, knowing that he has only a short time. When he comes into the sphere of man, then the enemy gets caught. And he will disrobe himself and live in the man of sin, called the spirit of carrying the spirit of lawlessness. Are you following? So heavens are rejoicing because they overcame him and the devil is cast down. When the devil saw, when the dragon saw that he was thrown down to the earth, he persecuted the woman and who gave birth to the child. So intensity of battle will be on the human ground. That's why you must make sure all relationships are guarded. Marriage is guarded, your relationship, your father, mother, brother, sister is all guarded. Everyone that you love, you must protect yourself, or else you can be used by the devil to destroy their life. You want to be used by God to sustain this relationship. Are you listening? One of the most powerful thought patterns that is rising now is how to deal with difficult people. People are writing books everywhere. They just don't know how to deal with people. They don't know what human character should be like and how the Holy Spirit can transform our life and bring about social metamorphosis so that there's complete change, not just incremental change. Change this way. Change in your mind, the way you think. Learn to think differently. You know the audacity of people to come all the way to judge what I say and become a spectator. Then you become the scribe in the temple. They said to Jesus, when Jesus said, your faith has healed you, your sins are forgiven. They said, who has the power to do that? Who was speaking? They were speaking inside the house. The scribes were already there. They were questioning and reasoning in their mind. Don't have people sitting inside your church with this kind of mindset. They will always limit the senior pastor from doing whatever he needs to do. But if you're God's man, you got to take charge. Not allow this thing to happen. He said, you got to address the scribes that are already find their place inside. The one who wants to get healed and get delivered is up on the roof. One day they come in. There was no room. Some preachers, they block the pathway of the righteous. Are you listening? Talk to me, are you listening?
Yes.
Can I give you one or two more?
Yes.
This 1 week will move so fast like Grand Prix.
Yes.
This is a more Grand Prix. So all of you wear your safety helmets and get ready. You are on the move. Number five. We must never lose the right to take the opportunity to enter the city of God. Take the opportunity to enter the city of God. Verse 14. Revelation 22, verse 14. They have the right to the tree of life and may enter by the gates of the city. God will open up doors. He'll open up portals so that you can enter and see and sit with the government of heaven. The city of the living God, that's Zion itself. Take the opportunity to enter. Be part of what God is doing in this hour. He's growing, building the church to extend the kingdom. He's not building the church to keep all the people they've caught. As I said to you, many of you, many networks don't work. Most networks are like this. When they don't have, they join together so that they become mergers, merging together so that they can acquire some resources. But Peter and John were catching fish. It was so much that they had to call their partners to come. That's a network. You leave this place every year, every conference, knowing that you have received more than what you paid. Just the food itself that you're eating is subsidized. I didn't raise the fee this year or the last few years for the sake that more can come. If we are thinking about making money, I don't have to worry. I almost asked, where is Ellison? Where is he? Yeah. I said to Cyrus, did they give you an offering? He said, yes. They also bring some offering for you. But I didn't go. He said, no, it's already set aside for you. Some of the largest offerings I receive in the world is not coming from some A country, coming from the islands. If I tell you, you may drop dead with a heart attack or something like that. So I'll hold your peace. That's my spiritual birthright. Your sons will bring it from afar. The man at the mosque asked me, he said, how do you sustain all these things? I said, our people are good givers. But you know, we have every backing, even government backing, and sermons every Friday. You still cannot get what you get. I said that there's a way to the matter. And I dropped the matter. Because only God can raise up resources. Because he says, silver and gold is mine. I'll shake the nation until silver and gold is released from them and brought to you. Kings will come to your rising brightness. That's why there's no reason for you to fear the lack. Because your Father is more than sufficient. He'll not only bless you, but bless your generations to come. He said, you and your seed will possess the gates of your enemies. Not just you alone, but you and your descendants and the star seed will continue to rule and reign. Right, last one down. Crown our lives. Never lose the right to crown our lives with the intimacy in the Holy Ghost. As I said to you, the best friend you will have is the Holy Spirit. He's our comforter, our healer, our teacher, our guide. Not only into all truth, but into the very nature of God. Because God is love. Love is not God, God is love. All kinds of love, it doesn't, or else you go back to the 60s, Hare Rama, Hare Krishna kind of stuff, and be thinking, yes, put some flour in your ears and do some rolls, and have long hair and wear the t-shirt for 12 days. What they call the Jesus movement. Crown our lives with an intimacy in the Holy Ghost. The Spirit and the Bride say, come. Say, the Spirit and the Bride.
Spirit and the Bride.
The one that you will know the most on planet Earth is the Holy Ghost. Of all the Godhead, you're going to know not only what Jesus did, and upon what He did, He sent the Holy Spirit. He gave His name, He gave the Spirit, His Holy Spirit, He gave His position of stature, He's the head, you're the body, so that you're not headless. Some people act like they're headless. That's why He said when your head is taken up, it's not that He's dying, He's going. Amen? Say after me, never lose the right to have access to revelation. Never lose the right and the freedom to choose holy living. Never lose the right to expect full harvest and our inheritance. Never lose the right to be determined to eat from the tree of life. Never lose the right to be part of God's government and live in the city of God. Never lose the right to crown our lives with an intimacy with the Holy Spirit. You can write a few things down. Receive divine healing in verse 2 and 3. See His face and carry His name in verse 4. Receive divine health, 2 and 3. In the middle of the street, on the either side of the was the tree of life, bearing 12 kinds of fruit, yielding its fruit every month, and leaves of the tree were therefore healing of nations. See His face and carry His name. That's number 6, 7, 8, 9. See His face and carry His name. That's verse 4. And finally, reposition to serve and rule with Him. Verse 3 and 4. There will no longer be any curse And the throne of God and the throne of the Lamb will be in it. And his bondservants will serve him, and they will see his face. His name will be on their foreheads. There will no longer be any night, so there is no twilight in your day. And they will not have need of the light of the Lamb or the light of the sun, because the Lord God will illumine them, and they will reign forever and ever and ever. You read the rest. I say you read the rest. Stand to your feet this morning. Let me pray for you that the spirit of revelation, understanding and wisdom will come upon our lives. We have never lose this right. This is our birthright. All these things are mentioned in chapter 22. You must come out of this war having won this victory. These are the victories that you got to find a tremendous place with the Holy Ghost. You got to be pliable. You say, why the Holy Spirit doesn't speak to me? He won't speak to liars. He's the Spirit of truth. If he come closer to you, he will expose the lie. So don't push to get close to the Holy Ghost. If you don't want to let your sins be revealed or your weaknesses be revealed or your nature be dealt with, because he's our comforter, he's our guide. He'll guide us into all truth. He will bring you to face truth. You know, I said to God, God, I don't know how to counsel this generation. God said they don't need counsel, they need my spirit. My spirit will be the counselor. So I release to you in the name of Jesus the spirit of revelation and wisdom and understanding that you will be set free. You'll be set free in Jesus' name. You cannot know anything except by the Spirit of God. Not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit. It's the spirit of truth that exposes the spirit of error. You can talk to people until the cows come home, but they will never change. Because the wicked will continue to do wicked. The righteous will continue to do righteous. But if you are righteous in your heart, you'll continue to do what is right. And do the right thing. And make things happen. Because this is the right way of doing it. This is Jesus' way. Stand to your feet again. Those of you not sit, that are sitting down, just stand all. I want all to stand. We're living in the last of the last days. That's why God is using us, simple folks like this, speaking to prime ministers and presidents and people in high places and speaking to whole nations, telling them what God is about to do, stopping mountains, volcanoes, rivers, bloodthirsty men, murderers, arrest judges who support all kinds of wickedness in Mexico, in the Spanish-speaking countries. God is doing amazing work using simple folks. Who was Elijah? He was at no address. He just came out from the mountain. Don't know his father, his mother, but he stood in the presence of God and said, as the Lord God lives before whom I stand, there will be neither rain nor dew. He was speaking for God. He's not going to live among the settlers. I pray that this morning that you will engage yourself with the things of heaven and all things spiritual and put the spiritual one stronger than the weaker one of the natural. Father, I pray revelation, understanding and wisdom be our portion. Let there be a new day beginning for us. Let a new day begin. Lord, let a new day begin today for us in Jesus' name. And all God's people said, and give praise and thank Him. I won't ask you if you're blessed because you are.
Yes.
That's why you came.
Yes.
If you're cursed, you won't be here. Because God brought you here because not just to bless you, but teach you how to build.
Yes.
So that you know how to build in worship, you know how to build in the spirit world.
Yes.
This ministry has gone through the phases. And this is one, the final leg, I believe. I need this body for the next 20 years. That means I'll be 80. But there was an insurance policy that just recently came to us, that if I die before 90, then they pay out a lump sum of money. If I don't need the money, I'll live longer than 90. But I believe, as I've seen what is happening in the nations of the world, the sons of God are going to arise. Mature people are going to rise. The church will enter into a place of maturity that you can call them discerning sons of Issachar. They know the season and time and Israel, what Israel should do. The whole nation had only one watch. They were the watchmen. They were the gatekeepers. They could see what is happening out there and tell the gatekeeper, open the gates. Shut the gates. Open the gates. The voice that God gives to us will allow us to shut the devil on whole cities. Whole cities. I remember in Rabaul. How many from PNG? Rabaul is the right word, right? We were going there for many years, since I think about 1994. Is that right? About 1994, the volcano erupted. Since then, it's been spewing out ashes again and again and again for the last many years, about 10 years. Huh? 10 years ago when we went there, we were still spewing out. For the last 10 years, the volcano has shut down. People are living there. I have a photograph of that picture, seeing the volcano erupting. I can see now how the city is changing, is flourishing. The whole island is set free. I was just trying to be like Jesus. He said, speak to the mountain. So when you did that, say to this mountain, I have on personal records that after we finish our meeting, people were still hearing it on the radio, and they're still coming to fill up the field, open field, football field, right, Ben? Yes. People are still coming. They said, the meeting is over. No, we just want to come and feel what you guys feel. And they still remember me as the one who shut the mountain. Volcano, stop the volcano. What else do we need to do? Hallelujah. What else can we do? This is our inheritance. Because he's all powerful. He's too powerful to hide him. Greater is he who is in you than he that's in the world. You must grow into this greatness. And everything of the world will become nothing. Nothing can hold you, because there's one who holds you by his word, by his spirit inside our hearts. Amen. Thank you. Be seated for a while.